Right now, we check in with the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders. Good morning, Coach. How are things?
Things are good.
Awesome. You know, I got to ask. Here's what it is. I generally try not to ask questions that I know I'm not going to get answers to, but I'm going to try and dance around it a little bit. Are you surprised that this, after the game, that it's gotten as much play as it has, your kind of little set to with Chris Jones?
I guess being so busy, you just don't have time to pay attention to it. So yeah. I don't really know what's going down too much. I know that a lot of people are asking. It was no big deal. It's, emotions run high, and you, after the game, you basically got to decompress, and that's what we did. And no big deal.
I think across the board, people are surprised that he would have had an issue. Maybe this is a guy that is embarrassed that he's 1-6. Things aren't going the way. Do you have any idea what would have set him off?
But it's really not important. It was basically a lot of distractions. It didn't have anything to do with the game, so that's why to me it was just kind of the game. Let's, you know, if you want to talk about the game, we'll talk about the game. And he decided not to. And like I said, there's stress in our game. I just chalked that up to that and just moving forward.
Probably want him to stop talking about that now, right?
We'll just move on. You know, football, it's about football, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Are you happy to kind of move on from that? You've got a big challenge now. I don't think you're going to have to worry about refocusing your club, because this is a huge test against a team that did give you a setback in week one.
Oh, yeah, they're playing excellent, and I don't think this should be a game you need extra motivation for. We're both on a short week, which should be, you know, I guess a war of attrition. Who can find their, you know, physically you get beat up, I know that. But the other thing about it people don't realize is mentally we do really stress these guys. We put a lot of new stuff in. We're trying to get the best looks for the best for the defenses we're seeing on film. And a lot of learning. So that's what's the hardest. As hard, I think, as sometimes the physical stress you put on your body is mentally being able to lock in and learn a new game plan every single week. And these guys so far have bought in and done a nice job.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. With short weeks, and we're at that point of the season now, you did have a recent bye week, but with it being as physical as it is, what's more important to you? Because, I mean, you played. You know firsthand what players need. Is it to go out and get on field, get into the practice, do the scout team and all of that, or is maybe just a little bit of rest, dialing back on that a little bit, maybe a little bit more in the film room, more valuable at this point?
Well, I mean, we definitely back off. Usually Labor Day is kind of our landmark for that, as far as, you know, cutting some reps. You know, it's been a weird schedule. We really haven't had any 7-day weeks. This is what I think a football player wants. Your body gets used to it. It kind of recovers at a certain pace, and you know, you kind of get the same amount of preparation time each week. We've been 6, and then we've been 9 and 8, and then back to 6 now, and then we go back to 9. So it's just one of these things where the guys have done a nice job, you know, basically locking in, but no one's had a real good chance to, I guess, get into a groove schedule-wise.
I'll ask you a media question. People always talk about veteran leadership and how important it is. Is this one of those times when you run into, like you say, that mental fatigue? You've also got some travel. Is this when you rely on some of the veterans in your room to help out with that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, but I also think it's important each of us coaches get our grooves together. And you know, I just don't believe that you can be consistent for 18 weeks. You do your best, but I think there's always, you know, you're going to have some highs, some lows. And I really believe even last week we weren't as consistent in our play, but for some reason our guys always seem to find another gear. And we win a lot of close games. And, you know, you got to give credit really to the players on that. They're the ones that you know, have to find that extra heart and effort late in the game, and they've done it for as many years as I've been here. So yeah, it is certainly, like you said, the leadership has to be there, and every week's important. I don't care whether it's, you know, we're playing for first or we're playing one of the teams with a lower record. Each win counts the same, and we got to get after it and give the guys credit for showing up each and every week.
Chatting with Dave Dickinson, head coach of the Stampeders here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Just a couple of things, I guess, going back to last week. I know I've asked you about him. I would ask Huff about him, and I have to ask you about him because he continues to get it done. Watching Marquay McDaniel again going over 100 yards receiving against the Riders the other night, he's on pace for a record-type season. He does seem to be getting, if not getting better, he's become as consistent as he's ever been. What is it about Marquay McDaniel? We know he's a great route runner and all of that, but why, I guess, the chemistry between he and Bo, what is it that they have, or what is it that McDaniel still has, as he's really been your go-to guy for a while?
Yeah, he has been. He is underrated. I mean, we're talking about him. I don't think anyone else in the league is, and the coaching staffs around the league respect him and know that he's a good player, and he's one of our best. We've been moving him around a little bit more. He's, like I said, one of those guys I think that prepares super hard, and I always feel confident he's going to do the right thing. And that's not only in football, it's in everything in his life. So he is that type of guy. He's a silent leader, but he's definitely putting in the time, and he works super hard. You won't see him ever take a snap off in practice. And he certainly, to me, has been very important. Our best guy, our most consistent guy this year, and a guy that I know Bo leans on.
Another guy who has, at least in the last couple of weeks, and maybe it's just because it was against the same team, but it seems like Jerome Messam has gotten a little bit more comfortable. I know he goes back to last year being with the team, but the big game here at McMahon a couple weeks ago, and I know that the numbers aren't huge, but still, 86 yards on the receiving end, 27 yards. He's that force. Is he becoming more comfortable, or was it just kind of the utilization where he was counted on more?
Well, I mean, we try to, and at least I do, in my mind, I want to get him 12 to 15 touches a game, you know, depending on how it goes. I do feel like he's got more value as a receiver than people give him credit. And vice versa for Torrey Harrison, as Torrey's a better runner. So I try to actually, when I get him in there, mix it up so that, you know, Torrey's in there, we're not always throwing the ball, and when Mess is in there, we're not always running the ball. And I think Mess is one of those guys that he's still learning our system, believe it or not. He's only been here. He was only here about 3-4 weeks last year. And then we ask a lot of our running backs. We change protection and rules every single week. And he's still learning and a little bit tighter on his details, but he is making big plays. And it was a shame that they fumbled the one, because it was an amazing play that he made on the check down. So, but it's certainly a play that you look at. It was still a negative. So, got to lock in the details, and I'm really happy with his year, though. He's doing the right things, and he's been a good leader for us as well, which certainly, you know, when you got him, you never quite knew if people talk a lot and what type of character he is, and it seems like he's fine for us.
You talk about expecting a lot out of your running backs. You said last week when we talked, you expect a lot out of Bo Levi Mitchell, as all teams do, but certainly with Bo, there's that high level of respect from you, having played the position, but you also know what he is capable of. You spoke a week ago, said that you felt like he was kind of forcing it a little bit. You kind of tied in that Brett Favre Hall of Fame speech, and like he was a guy that maybe where there wasn't an opening, he tried to kick that door in. Did it feel like he was maybe still trying to do that a bit again on against Regina? Because to me, it kind of did.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, to be honest, Chris Jones, the teams they beat us the three previous, you know, not this year, but last year. And he really tries to force Bo into being patient and taking underneath routes and, you know, trying to get, you know, 10, 12, 14 play drives. And it's tough. I think Bo does want to push the ball down the field. And that's where I think we have to, you know, keep drilling into him that, hey, the simple play is still a good play. And I thought the week before he was really sharp, and I know going into this week with all these distractions, I knew he had a lot on his plate and he wanted to make a statement, and that's hard sometimes to stay patient and take the easy stuff. So I thought, yeah, it probably wasn't his best game, but like he's done so many times, he steps up. We had to have it. They go ahead and bring the full blitz. He knows he's going to get hit, stays in there, makes an unbelievable throw to Simon, and off we go to win, which is kind of his trademark. He does everything he in his power to win, and he seems to win most of them.
Yeah, he does, man. And that's happened a few times this season already, whether it's a big play like that one. He also hit the one to Bakari Grant a few weeks ago. Whether it's one single play or a late drive, he manages to get the huddle together and settle guys in and make it count when it happens.
He does, and, you know, he's should be knocking on some wood here, but he seems to, he's another guy. I don't see him missing any practice. He's durable. I mean, I have to admit, too, our offensive line, we weren't together all week. We had a couple guys missing practice. We weren't even sure they were going to play. And going against the noise, and they did run a lot of games, a lot of twists inside, and they were coming after Bo pretty well. So he certainly wasn't comfortable back there. We didn't do a good enough job. But overall, you know, as always, we seemed to find a way to win, and our defense did step up and really could have even been better with that goal line stand that we had, the offside that would have really, that could have obviously changed the whole game. So we had a solid game. Was it our best? No, but we still really think the win was important.
Dave Dickinson, our guest here on Boomer in the Morning, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The BC Lions, they would seem to be for real. I'm always impressed when a team gets tested, but especially after blowing that lead. They had that huge lead early. You just, I think, naturally take your foot off the pedal a little bit. Zach Collaros gets the Ticats going, gets the offense going. They make some plays and tie the thing up. And then all of a sudden back come the BC Lions and they win it with under two remaining. Pretty impressive to watch this offense. How, I guess, looking back to week one, is there even anything you can take from that game strategically? Or do you just have to kind of look at where you are right now and where they are right now?
Well, I mean, week one, we were both figuring out who we were as teams, you know, and we got the best of them early in the special teams, and they returned one back and forth. They, in our opinion, took over and stole one. Then, obviously, back here at home, same thing, but opposite. I think they felt like they had it under control, and then we get the two late interceptions to come back and win. For us, you know, probably the, I guess, most miraculous comeback we've had in a while, and that kind of propelled us to a couple extra wins here. So I think right now we're both playing well. I do think their offense is hot. Their receiving corps is as good as anyone in the league. They're making plays for their quarterback. Defensively, I really like what they're doing. Like when I say that, I don't like it to prepare, but they're really physical in there. They got a good pass rush. They're playing a lot of zone, but they know what they're doing. They're driving down, making good tackles. So they do make life tough on you, and we'll be in for a big challenge. Hopefully the guys are ready.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a battle. For what it's worth, just the reaction that we got here out of our listeners, and that a lot of people happy with how you handled the whole thing on the weekend. When we're talking about things, you know, people being classy, I think a lot of people felt you were pretty classy with how you handled yourself, and I think Stampede fans pretty happy that you did what you did.
Well, it was like I said, it was what it was. That's who I am. I am competitor, but I also shoot been on both sides of it. So yeah, no worries on this part over here, and I appreciate that.
Right on. Well, good luck, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Bye.